Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuc. Visionary guitarist Kaki King has been hailed by Rolling Stone as a genre unto herself, and she will be at the Egg in Albany, New York tomorrow night to perform her provocative, moving, beautiful The Neck is a Bridge to the Body, a groundbreaking new multimedia performance that uses an innovative projection mapping technique as her guitar seemingly takes on a living, breathing existence of its own. Kaki King, welcome to the Roundtable.
Hi, nice to be here.
Tell me when and where and how you came up with the idea for The Neck is the Bridge to the Body, please.
I had wanted to add a lighting element to my show, meaning stage lighting or something a little more dramatic. And I started to look around a couple of years ago at what lighting was. I mean, I hadn't paid any attention to that technology. So, you know, what developments had been made, what was more available in the commercial market, et cetera. And I discovered projection mapping, which mainly you see on a large scale on the sides of buildings or large set pieces. And I thought, this is really cool and I love this. But how can I make it small, intimate? How can I use it in a show that, you know, is my size? So at some point, it just, you know, after looking at a lot of things, it dawned on me, you know, would this be possible on a guitar? And what would that, and more importantly, could I play the guitar? So it was just a very big question mark that left hanging for quite some time. And during that time, I continued to develop just the idea, and I met Glowing Pictures, which was the production design team behind the show. And finally, we did it. We got a guitar. We spray painted it white. We mounted it on stands. We did everything that you see in the show, and we mapped it. And as soon as I saw it, as soon as I saw the guitar lit up in all those different colors and pictures and videos, I knew I had something immediately. I didn't know what it would be, but I knew that this was going to work.
How did you work with Glowing Pictures? Tell us more about what you had to convey to them and what they brought to you to help you develop the show.
Well, the first thing I did, well, maybe not have been the first thing, but, you know, it was a very big chicken and egg kind of thing, where they were like, hey, send us some music and we'll come up with some visuals. And I was like, no, I think you should give me what you think visually. And so it was this kind of who begins this creative process. But initially I sent them some demos of music that I'd been working on. And then I sent them a script. So finally I realized, you know, there even if we don't have a narrative that can be followed, we still need an arc, a storyline, something that we can work from and something that makes the show feel like it has a beginning, a middle, and end. So I wrote the script, meaning that I wrote, okay, here's song one, and song one is to be emblematic of a big bang, a beginning, a digital soup where things can be created. And they would go, oh, okay, that means here's three pictures we pulled from the internet. Do you like, you know, one, two, or three? And I'd say, well, I like two. And they would take two and they'd go develop something on their own. And meanwhile, picture two is stuck in my head and I'm rewriting the music according to the visuals that they're kind of sending me. So that was generally the back and forth. I would have music and a concept and an idea, and they would send me versions of that idea visually, and then I would think, yeah, that's great, but now the songs are going to change. So that's kind of how we worked.
How much of the light show can you see while you play the guitar?
I can see, it really depends, honestly. I have a mirror that I used to monitor myself that's set downstage, and depending on the stage size and the lighting that is, you know, actual stage lighting, because we have problems with it when it bounces off the mirror. But I can typically see about 75% of it.
Do you need to see it? Do you want to see it, or does it matter?
I do. I have a lot of visual cues.
Okay.
So a lot of times, you know, I need to start or stop or change musically depending on what's happening visually, and there's no other way for me to do it other than to be able to see it.
A moment ago, you said that when you first saw some of the visualizations, you knew you had something but didn't know what it was. You've been touring it for a while now. Do you know what it is now, or is it still kind of a new thing that is still morphing as you go?
Well, it's definitely new, and I think what I saw. So in order to do a projection mapping, there's different techniques these days.
Mm-hmm.
But what we do is we do a spatial scan, and it takes a very long time. And then the scan, meaning that you kind of have a 3D scan of a 2D scan of all the 3D objects in a room, and then you take those objects, and for us, we cut the guitar out of that.
Okay.
And put it back into this program called MadMapper, which is what we're using. So the guitar was the first thing when it lit up with an image. and nothing else around it was lit up. That was this, like, that was the light bulb going on, literally. And I think that, to me, in that moment, it showed me that the guitar is capable of another level of expression. And I am also still capable of playing it while the guitar is being used as a projection screen. And those two things together are very powerful. And I think that the guitar, to me, has always been this infinitely interesting instrument. And I'll never stop learning it. I'll never learn 5% of what there is to know. And I think that visually I'm able to express that. So I think that the guitar in the show has taken on this far more important role. And it's very clear that it's not, I am not the puppet master, okay? I am not the person that has mastered the guitar or is totally in control. The guitar is very much in control of me. And I think as I have gone through this piece and have toured it and, you know, interviewed about it and explained it, it is very, I've just become keenly aware of the fact that the guitar completely altered and shaped and controlled my life, as opposed to me inventing the guitar. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I think so, yeah. And I watched an interview with you online before coming into the studio to talk with you just now, and read something where you said specifically that you were nothing without the guitar. Is that...
Yeah, completely.
So that's the boiling down.
That is the boiling down, yeah. So it's been a very... It's just been a beautiful experience of allowing the guitar to continue to express itself. And me, I'm just kind of the guy that helps that happen.
So you're nothing without the guitar on stage. Are you a full person off stage when you're not playing? Are you all right?
Well, sure. Yeah, but honestly, I would be really be really depressed
right.
if you told me I could never play guitar again. Mm-hmm. That would be bad. You could tell me I couldn't drive. You could probably tell me I couldn't walk again. But if you said I can't play guitar anymore, that would be bad. That would be bad for me.
And a few years ago, you took a step back and thought about that and explored that because you'd been playing guitar for so long and started touring and playing professionally when you were quite young. But you had to sort of like think about it, and then you came back with... this is what I need to do?
Well, yeah, and I think that it was really, it was never a question of do I stop playing. It was just do I stop playing? Mm-hmm. To what degree do I want to continue professionally? I think when you hit 30 and you're going, you've been in the same career, you know,
yeah.
and that career has its ups and downs, I think it's natural. So I was just doing what most people do, which is, okay, should I go to graduate school? Do I want to open a sushi roll shop? Like anything,
mm-hmm.
you know, just exploring my options. And I think that the question that was firmly put down when I made the album Glow, which was to me an album that I'd kind of the one I'd always wanted to make, and so it was just like, Kaki, you're not really good at anything else. You just might as well keep doing the thing that you are good at.
Tell us about the guitar you use for this show.
So I'm using I have a signature model Ovation guitar, and the company painted it white. It's not, beyond that, it's not really any giant leap away from a normal guitar. I am lucky in that I have a back panel. All Ovation guitars have a rear panel on the back where you can access the electronics and whatnot. And that's been great because that means that I can take that panel off and then I can use all the screws that I need to mount the guitar onto the stands, put the panel back on. It's super easy. With a different guitar, it would be a lot more tricky.
Okay.
Because it needs to go up and down with each show. So, you know, that certainly made it easy early on. But that wasn't, it could certainly be done with another guitar. So that's the guitar I'm using, and I'm quite fond of it.
Of course, we're speaking mostly about the visual component of the show because that is the new part of the show and the tour. As you've taken mm-hmm. it around, is it the kind of thing where you might sometimes play The Neck is the Bridge to the Body down the road? Like, you know, you'll put out new albums, you'll do new projects, but you could revisit this and perform it again? Or do you think maybe the light thing will, I shouldn't say that so dismissively, but this part mm-hmm. of the project will apply itself to other music, to new shows?
I think so. I think it's too compelling just for one album.
Okay.
I think that with the technology we're using, that we really scratch the surface, of, especially with the elements where I'm controlling what you see visually. So there's times in the show where I'll play a note and you see, you know, I know that every time that note I can play that, it's going to end up with a colored spiral at this very specific point on the guitar. And I have a lot of, I have the ability to manipulate what you're seeing visually to the extent that it's like a paintbrush.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that is worth a lot more exploration. And I just think that, you know, again, like even after having done the show for 2 years almost, every time I'm off stage and I see the guitar, I'm like, that is just so cool looking. You know?
Yeah.
It's like fundamental to beyond the storyline and the craftsmanship and all the things that went into the show, which are many, and I had to produce movies and I had to, you know, organize animators and you know, collaborate with a lot of different interesting people. You know, really fundamental to the show is just how great it looks. And I think that it is definitely worth round two for sure.
Speaking of cool looking, you look very cool in the show too. You sort of match the guitar and have
mm-hmm.
a kind of Bowie look going on with your hair. You also wear sunglasses. Do you
mm-hmm.
have to wear them, or are they just part of a look?
You know, it's funny. When I was doing the rehearsals, there were so many times when a projector is shining right at you 3 feet away,
yeah.
it's so awful in the eyes. So I just
sure.
got used to wearing sunglasses for the rehearsals. And, you know, and I still wear sunglasses when I'm working on stage, because I'll have to be plugging in and moving things around and working right in front of a projector.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of it's definitely part of the practicality of the show. I don't have to look at the projector very much, but I certainly don't want to risk, you know, they tell you, do not look straight into those things.
Sure.
So it's part of it is definitely practical. And there is another element of, it's like a fourth wall. I want the audience to know that I am a little bit removed in this case, that this is not a show about Khaki King. This is a show about the guitar and my complicated relationship with it. And I think the white outfit, the white hair, and the sunglasses I think that is what I'm trying to get across, that the guitar and I have a very intimate but confusing relationship at times as far as who is pulling the strings. Ha 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 ha.
Khaki King and her guitar will perform The Neck is a Bridge to the Body at The Egg in Albany, New York on February 26th at 8 p.m. TheEgg.org for more information or khakiking.com. It's been a great pleasure to speak with you. I'm really looking forward to the show at The Egg, and thank you so much for making the time today.
Thank you.
Once again, Khaki King will be at The Egg in Albany, New York tomorrow night, performing The Neck is a Bridge to the Body. To learn more, visit theegg.org or khakiking.com. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.